Good morning and happy Friday to everyone. Thank you for watching this morning. I actually have given, I've posted this quote before, and I gave this talk on gratitude about 4 weeks ago, but it didn't stream, it only streamed to Twitch, and I think it's very fortuitous, because certainly over the last few weeks I've had so much to be grateful for. So this is like, it's quite personal. It's all personal, really. It's, this is personal to you. A lot about meditation and consciousness I can't explain. And the whole thing about gratitude, I really, really cannot explain it. But I have to say, these words of Rumi, wear your gratitude like a cloak and it will feed every corner of your life, are words that I live by every day. When I talk about gratitude, I'm not talking about you're expected to be grateful for receiving something. I'm talking about the spontaneous arising of gratitude that occurs when something... It can be when you avoid an accident and you have a spontaneous, oh, thank God. You may not thank God, but you may just say thank you. But that's a spontaneous arising. And... Well, it arises every day, but often with the thoughts. We overlook these periods where the gratitude arises within us spontaneously. But just try to recognize the moments and just try to bask in the moments of gratitude. I'm not sure how it works. It's more in the realms of magic than in science, but it does. And again, gratitude goes back to being in the present moment and being thankful for whatever's happening at that moment. Now, some of you may have heard of a thing called synchronicity, which is defined as a meaningful coincidence, a coincidence that occurs that has a personal meaning to you. And I've often thought of those moments as like the universe kissing you, and those are also moments to be grateful for. I suppose it's really to be in touch with the flow of life, really, and just recognize these moments. And as I said, bask in them. And the thing is, the more you recognize, because it does occur, it occurs all the time, but we don't recognize it, but the more you recognize these spontaneous arising of gratitude, and the more you recognize these meaningful coincidences, the more you'll actually have to be grateful for. It is a bizarre, bizarre thing. So when I was younger, there was like a big part of me that wanted to be a big hotshot surgeon, world famous, and lots of money and so on. But no one can ever have enough money. Have you seen that? Even people with billions and billions and billions, that they will never, ever, ever, ever be able to spend. Just want more. And I'll tell you something. If you are content, and grateful for what you have that really makes you the richest person in the world. We really have so much to be grateful for. Most of all, for our awareness of the world around us, of ourselves, of our existence. And I've mentioned before that meditating on one's existence, meditating on what you refer to when you say the word I, meditating on your beingness, meditating on the present moment. That's by giving your full attention to whatever's happening right now. Not being distracted by thoughts is the highest meditation. In the words of my own teacher, Rupert Spira, meditation is not something we do, it's something that we are. It's our natural state where we're not fascinated by the thoughts that are arising. We're not trapped in thoughts of the past. We're not looking out to a projected future. We're just being here, wherever here is for you. Now. You've all heard these words before. Be, beingness, here, where we are at this given moment, now, at this unique moment in time. So if you could distill all the teachings of the world's wisdom into three words, it would be here now. Don't be out there into a projected future. Don't be trapped in the past, but just be here in the present moment where peace lies. If I could summarize it in a few other words, that might help. to just go with the flow of life. There's a quote from an Indian spiritual teacher, Nisargadatta Maharaj, who taught in the 20th century. He sold biddies, which are little cigarettes. He was a biddy seller, and he met a teacher, his own teacher, who told him, you've made a wrong assumption about what you think you are. You are not the body, you are not the mind. What you are is infinite consciousness. And he contemplated this, and for about 3 years, and then 3 years later, he just radically changed. He just seemingly awakened, began speaking beautiful poetry and sprouting the perennial wisdom. And he's one of the most legendary teachers in modern spirituality. He continued selling cigarettes, and when he'd come home in the evening, he would teach this philosophy, which is a philosophy I follow, of non-duality, that we are a single consciousness. That everything is, that the building blocks of the universe is not matter. The building block, because it's all one, is a single unified consciousness. But I'm going to leave this discussion for another day. So you don't have to meditate. You don't have to meditate sitting down. You just have to be in the present moment, go with the flow, and just be sensitive to the flow of life, and just be sensitive to those moments of spontaneous arising of gratitude. And the more you recognize them, the more they'll arise. The more you recognize them, the more they'll be recognized. Yeah, I think that was, and the more you'll be able to bask in them, and you will see the shift in your life just by being sensitive to the flow. And also the more sensitive you are to these meaningful coincidences, synchronicity, the more they will seemingly arise as well. So these are all markers, if you like, pointing towards this peace that we have at our core. And this is really what all of us want, ultimately, is to stop wanting and just to be content where we are at this moment, which is the only moment we ever have. So thank you so much for watching. I've really appreciated the people who've watched, the feedback that I've received over the last few weeks, and I hope to see you again in 2 weeks' time, where I'll be doing some morning guided meditation sessions for Mental Health Awareness Week. So till then, thank you again, and take care.